And growing up watching Power Rangers and meeting friends that you're like, hey, Kimberly was high, you feel me? But so was Jennifer. You feel me? You feel me? You sorry, no, I'm kidding. Yo, Trakina though. Don't sleep. You feel me? Anyways, Pokemon was probably one of the biggest community builders of nostalgia. Yu-Gi-Oh 2, but Yu-Gi-Oh kind of had a limit. Like, once Yu-Gi-Oh went into the whole GX elemental heroes sort of thing, I was kind of like, that's cool, but what the fuck is this? So you're telling me this elemental hero is stronger than Slifer the Sky Dragon? Are you serious? Get the fuck out of here. I don't believe it. Nonsense. I was 10 years old, 9, 10 years old too, feeling that. But that's how I felt. But Pokemon was one of those ones where it's like, it really built community. It really, really built community for me growing up. I'm not saying it was a base, but that was such a common, it was so fucking common. I remember one of my best friends growing up, this is more so leaning towards like Yu-Gi-Oh, but I remember when one of my best friends growing up, Christian, like, he had the shining blue eyes white dragon. If you know, you know. It's one of those you had to be there. Like when Yu-Gi-Oh the movie came out and they had the freaking the different sphinx forms and the shining blue eyes white dragon, and oh my gosh, like, it's just one of those things you had to grow up and be there for. That's all I can say. Pokemon was just one of those. For me, in the first Pokemon game I played, like the first Pokemon game I played was, I want to say it was Pokemon Silver. And if y'all know, quick history lesson, Pokemon started off with Pokemon Red and Blue. Red had Charizard on the cover, Blue had Blastoise on the cover. I was born in 96. That shit wasn't, it was out, but I was a fetus, or I was a newborn baby. You feel me? And after that, they had like Pokemon Yellow, and that was really focused on the Kanto region. And then there was Pokemon Gold, Pokemon Silver, and Crystal Blue. I had Silver, but my brain didn't fully process like all that game had to offer. And then there's Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. Yeah. Anyone that I grew up with in elementary school, if you know, you know. Like, Emerald was my game. That was my game. Let's not even talk about Pokemon Coliseum, Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness. Like, I'm not even going to get into those. You know what I mean? But if y'all want to talk about that on another episode, or if you just want a separate video about it, let me know. But I say all that to say, like, nostalgia can really build community. It really, really can build community. Because you find all these common points, or for lack of a better word, just find these ways and these different topics from these different franchises that you just learn. Like, oh, this person likes that, I like that. And then before you know it, you're best friends with this person. You know what I mean? And it's a beautiful, 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 beautiful thing. It is. Even today, I'm just talking about when I was a kid. Look at YouTube. Look at just social media in general, content in general. There's so much more you can do with all these things that I grew up with today than you could when I was a kid. And so, when it comes to talking about nostalgia, that's what it is. That's the beauty of nostalgia. It can really, really create community. I think another thing, though, that we got to talk about, too, is the negativity of nostalgia. Yes, you can acknowledge that Andrew Garfield as, yeah, I'm like, listen, y'all, I'm a fucking nerd. So I'm going to go from here to here to here to here to here, because I'm a nerd for when it comes to that type. I'm a nerd when it comes to comic book stuff, anime stuff, music stuff. Like, I'm just a nerd, bro. I'm just a nerd. I love this stuff. I really do. And so there's a negativity when it comes to nostalgia. And I'm really even speaking for myself, honestly. I really, really am speaking for myself, too. And there's the negative of nostalgia, where you get stuck in the past. Because everyone knows, all back in my day, we had blues and jazz and rock music, and then we had Michael Jackson and Prince and Elvis, and we got Tupac and Biggie and No Diddy. And then we had Aubrey Graham and Mr. Kendrick Lamar. And now we're in 2024, right? I'm not going to talk about all that stuff. But nostalgia can be negative because, and speaking for myself too, right? Nostalgia, that's history. That's in the past. This Shogun Zor that I have here, I literally bought that from eBay maybe like 2 years ago, I want to say. But this Shogun Mighty Morphin Megazord is literally probably from the 90s Mighty Morphin series. So that means this Megazord that I have right here is probably at least, or in 2024, Power Rangers is probably 30 years old, actually. Because Power Rangers Mighty Morphin started in like 93, I want to say. Maybe 92, but I'm going to say 93. So I say all that to say that nostalgia can be negative too. It can be dangerous in a way. In a way. Because you can get too caught up in back in my day, gas used to be $1. I ain't spending no more than that on gas today. Yo, let me stop coming for the older generation. Let me stop. I just love making jokes and trying to be funny low-key. But it's dangerous to get stuck in the past, because then you're not necessarily fully accepting, fully acknowledging what we get to have today. We live in a day and age now where, like, $20 used to go a long way back in the day. I remember I used to get $20 and I could buy like a video game with that money. I remember I used to get $20 when I was like in elementary school, and I'm like, that's a whole deck of Yu-Gi-Oh cards right there. That's a whole deck of Pokemon cards right there. $20, that shit is gone. Easy today. Easy. And that's part of growing up too. You start to realize the value of money and all those things, especially when you become an adult and you start taking care of yourself and all those things. But it can be dangerous getting caught in the past. It can be dangerous thinking that you are the only person that grew up with Power Rangers. So because you grew up with Power Rangers and you have such a bias, such a passion, such a, I don't want to say selfish, but just such a very personal connection to this thing, that you might not think, hey, there's other people out there that like Power Rangers just like you. And that person could become your very next best friend. Or at least a friend. Let's not go as far as best friend, but at least your friend. Maybe even a significant other. Maybe even your future spouse. You never know. You never know. And so that's where nostalgia can get potentially dangerous. Having this attachment to the past and not necessarily accepting what we have now. For me personally, when it comes to Dragon Ball Z, if we're focusing on that specific topic, I remember after Dragon Ball Z was kind of done, I started watching GT. Everyone know, if you're a Dragon Ball fan, Dragon Ball Z, if you know, you know. Like, GT isn't canon, so you can't really, you don't have to accept it for what it is. You can just take it as it is. And for me personally, that's my belief when I watch GT. There's certain aspects of Dragon Ball GT that I did like, whether it wasn't fully canon to Akira Toriyama's world of Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball or not. Like, whether it was or if it wasn't, I did really enjoy it as a kid. And as I grew older, I kind of took that as, oh, this wasn't canon to what Akira did? Oh, well, I'll accept Super Saiyan 4 Goku, Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta, Baby, Super 17, all of the evil Shenron. And that's it. We don't have to accept Pan. Say less. Who the fuck cares about Pan? Who the fuck cares about Pan? But years passed, and now I'm in high school. Towards the end of high school now, actually. Actually, no, this was earlier in high school. And you remember, if you've seen the Dragon Ball Z special back in like the early 2010s, like late 2000s, where you find out, oh, Vegeta has a brother named Tarble. If you, as time passed, you look at Tarble and you're like, oh, Tarble, you scrawny ass, like I could be Tarble. You know what I mean? But eventually you get to a Dragon Ball Super. And for me personally, I can't, if I'm being completely honest, I can't say whether or not I purely love Dragon Ball Super based on just nostalgia, appreciation for Dragon Ball Z, or if it was just purely just appreciation for Dragon Ball Z. You know what I mean? I can't tell you that for sure. But I really did enjoy watching Dragon Ball Super when it was out. Dragon Ball Super came out, what, 2015, 16. That's what I meant to say. My bad, guys. My bad. But like 15, 16. If you guys know, y'all know that one early episode of Dragon Ball Super where Goku was fighting bears and his face is all messed up. And then you come to find out, like, dang, there are some episodes of these TV shows, these animated TV shows, where essentially the, how would I put it? And this might end up being a two-parter episode. I'm going to say this now. Maybe I'll include this in the earlier half of the video after I'm done editing it or the recording and whatnot. But this might be a two-parter because this has been 42 minutes, but I'm enjoying this conversation, honestly. But in those earlier episodes of Dragon Ball Super even, right? In the earlier episodes of Dragon Ball Super, you notice some editing, production issues. Goku's face looks a little funny. He goes Super Saiyan 1 all the way to 3 and he looks crazy on top of getting his ass beat by Beerus. But of course, if y'all are like me, you watched Dragon Ball Z Battle of Gods like in 2013 or 2014, whenever that came out. Revenge of Frieza, but Resurrection F came out like 2015. But just watching that entire series, I really actually enjoyed Dragon Ball Super. I know I'm not the only one that enjoyed Dragon Ball Super. I'm not saying Dragon Ball Super was all that, but there's aspects that I enjoyed in Dragon Ball Super. If I had to rank the arcs, I'm probably going to put the Battle of the Gods arc and the Resurrection F arc probably towards the bottom just because I watched both of those movies. So seeing it in the TV show is kind of like, if there's some slight differences, that's cool, but I already seen this. So whatever, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people felt like that too. But if I had to rank like different arcs that they had, what was probably at the top for me, I feel like the Zamasu Goku Black arc, that's probably number one for me personally. And then I'd probably say after that, Tournament of Power. You could probably put both of them, you could interchange those two, but those are like top two for me. Because those are also the parts of Dragon Ball Super that I kind of personally accepted as canon, right? And there's people that watch Dragon Ball Super that didn't fuck with it because it's like, oh, this isn't Dragon Ball Z. It's like, oh, if this TV show disappoints you, oh, well, we still have Dragon Ball Z, right? And you're not wrong. You're not wrong. If you didn't like Dragon Ball Super, that's okay. It really is okay. It's okay if you didn't like Dragon Ball Super like that. I'm not gonna shit on you if you didn't like it like that. That is completely okay. But shoot, I even remember when I was in community college and Dragon Ball Super was happening. And I remember I was part of an organization at my community college. And I remember I was part of like the marketing team as far as like just trying to get people to come to events from our organization. And I remember one dude, he had this fire ass. And bro, if you ever watch this, you better comment on this video. You gonna need to do some extra verification because I feel like people gonna act like they were you, but they weren't you. But you had on this like red Dragon Ball Z shirt. And you had like these little sprite like size versions of every single Dragon Ball Z character. And I thought that shirt was so fucking hard. That shit was so fucking cool to me. I really, really, really liked your shirt. I really did. Shoot, I wish I had that shirt. I wish I had it now. But back to what I was trying to say. Because again, I'm not trying to speak positively about nostalgia. But I'm just trying to add some context. The people that didn't really fuck with Dragon Ball Super like that, I hear you guys. I feel you. Because you are probably the same people that got Dragon Ball GT and were probably like, why is Goku leaving everybody at the end of GT? I felt that way too. When Dragon Ball GT ended, at least for me, when I finally watched the entire series, and I'm like, Goku and Vegeta just beat Omega Shenron. Or really, Goku beat Omega Shenron with a super bomb. Spirit bomb. Sorry. Freudian slip, I guess, as they say, right? Let me drink some water. You like my Batman cup? Oof. But for real though, I wasn't a fan of how they ended Dragon Ball GT. I don't like the idea of, oh, Goku essentially is going back to other world, or he's gonna just eternally be with Shenron. But to be honest, in my opinion, I think Dragon Ball GT probably has, this might be controversial, but Dragon Ball GT might have the best of Dragon Ball. Don't hurt me, please. But that's how I feel, because I'm mature enough to say that, yeah, of course I would want Dragon Ball Z to keep going after Dragon Ball GT. But when that show had came out, this is before Dragon Ball Super, I'm cool with that ending. I think even after watching Dragon Ball Super and being aware of the manga still going after the series, you could say take a break, ended, whatever you want to say. We just haven't had no new Dragon Ball Super episodes since the end of the Tournament of Power. I'm cool with that ending. I really am. Knowing everything that happens from Broly to Moro to Superhero, to Cell Max, to Beast Gohan, to Ego Vegeta, to Black Fruit. Like, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. Because Goku, at the end of the day, he's a Saiyan. You know, Saiyans, it's like some black folk. You feel me? Like, we don't really age like that. Okay, no. We all age. We're all human beings at the end of the day. But for some of us look younger than what we say we are. And we really do look like that in real life. But some of us look older than what we are. Some of us just look our age. That's completely okay. But when you put all that into perspective with a Goku, Goku lived a long life. Goku was over here just fucking shit up in Dragon Ball. I fucked with Dragon Ball so much, Dragon Ball Z, like itself so much, that before Super came out, I literally watched Dragon Ball because I was like, oh, let me just figure out what this stuff is, what Dragon Ball is, because I didn't even know about Dragon Ball like that. And for me personally, I really enjoyed Dragon Ball. I like the idea of watching a show with Goku before there's all these Super Saiyan forms and, oh, your power level is over fucking 10 trillion. Like, I don't want to fucking hear all that. I don't want to know the power level of Ultra Instinct Goku. I'm good. Like, I'm good. I'm good. But yeah, nostalgia can be bad sometimes. You can get caught up in the past and not necessarily appreciate what's going on. Even for myself, my own personal nostalgia. This is more so probably a niche category. Y'all will probably see something on Friday. Be ready for it, please. But me personally, I have a strong attachment to Dragon Ball Z. I have a stronger attachment to Tenkaichi 3 because of everything that I said earlier. And again, like I said, this is a two-parter. Let's just say what I said in the first part. You feel me? And so I have this mindset and this mentality and this attachment to a video game that I was able to have my own very personal, somewhat intimate experiences, whether violent or non-violent. It's just special to me, you know? And I just had the wrong mentality when it came to all of this. And it's like, y'all, I'm me. I'm King Kishi. Y'all don't know me. Some of y'all do, but some of y'all don't. No matter how many subs I have right now, let it be 60, let it be 100, let it be 1 million, I don't care. Y'all don't know me, you know? I'm still my own person, and I'm learning to share more of myself with you guys because I want to connect with y'all, and I want to hear what y'all have to say, and I want to hear where we can connect in that even, you know? And I want y'all to just be able to pull something from it too, because, like, nostalgia is good, but you can't think that you're the gatekeeper for this thing or whatever, right? Like, it's so weird in my head. It's like, it's so cool that there's people that I watch that are excited for Sparking Zero, and they grew up watching Dragon Ball Z, they grew up playing these games that I played. But at the same time too, part of me is like, I'll put some sort of sound if I make this into a clip or something, but it's just, it throws me off a little bit, but then I have to catch myself because it's like, instead of being like, oh yeah, instead of being like, I grew up playing this game, y'all niggas don't know what the fuck y'all are talking about, you don't know Dragon Ball like I do and all this shit, I should be like, that's fire that this person played all the Budokai Tenkaichi games. Me personally, my game consoles currently are a Switch, PS5, a One, aka Xbox One, a PS2, my MacBook, my cell phone, my iPhone 14 Pro Max, that's about it, you know? And I had the wrong mentality when I started hearing people getting excited for like a Sparking Zero. And I'm not trying to say I'm a hater or nothing like that. I'm not a hater. It's just personal growing up, you know? You can't have attachment to these things and not think that there isn't an existing community out here that you can connect with. You know what I mean? Don't be a evil Green Ranger and think, oh, I'm the strongest, coolest Ranger. I don't need nobody else, or I don't need to connect with nobody else. That shit don't matter. Like, no, man. And I'm saying this for myself too, and I really do hope that I can be able to be a part of the existing community for people that do appreciate Dragon Ball Z. I really do. Especially when it comes to the games. I'm really excited for Sparking Zero. I'm probably going to fuck around and still get the Ultimate Edition of Sparking Zero, even if I'm not going to play it early on my channel. Even if I'm going to play it on October 11th, like a lot of people probably will. You know? It is what it is. But just remember, not only for yourself, but I also have to remember this for myself, that is your experience. Be open to sharing that experience with other people. Don't get caught up in the idea of, oh, I'm doing this thing and it's just for me. And this person doesn't understand that. Yeah, they play Call of Duty, Black Ops, Zombies, but they didn't make it to round 50 like me. Or they couldn't make it past round five. They're fucking stupid. Like, no, don't be like that. Be positive, bro. Just listen to what's out there. Don't be a hater. And I caught myself with that too. I caught myself. Because now, and I wasn't even trying to watch a video of someone else like talking about Dragon Ball Z stuff. It just popped up randomly on a podcast I was listening to. And I was listening to this person talk about their experience playing Dragon Ball Z and shit. And I'm over here like, nah, you don't know it like me. I know I'm older than you. You don't know nothing. But I'm also like, dude, if I ever meet this guy in person or this woman in person or whoever in person that shares similar passions like I do, feed your passion, similar passions like me, I'd much rather want to have a conversation with that person and connect with that person on that and beat your ass in Tenkaichi 4. It ain't no damn Spartan. It's like, okay. But I'd much rather create that connection. It's so much more valuable than trying to just be a hater. It don't matter if I had the amount of subscribers I have right now when it comes to YouTube or amount of followers that I have right now, or if I had millions of subscribers. It doesn't matter. Humble yourself. Take yourself down a peg. Be a little bit more kinder and considerate and more just aware of everything that's happening around you. That's all I have to really say about that. And I really, really felt it was important to say this because it was really, I woke up today on Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. Just to really give y'all full transparency. And even if y'all don't hear this part until next week, or if I just drop this full recording, I just say that to say that's what I was going through. And personally, even as a small creator, it's like I'll still look at stuff and be like, oh, I want to be on top of that. But I also have a schedule for a reason. There might be certain times during the week where I might be able to do other stuff. But for me, I'm still like, hey, Prime Feeling Podcast on Wednesdays and Thursdays. If you're listening on DSPs, it's on DSPs on Thursdays. I'm going to work on that, though, so that y'all can just get the video and the audio episode on Wednesdays. But I do that. I always make sure I try to drop a video on Thursday of whatever it might be right now. It could be a reaction video. It could be a review. It could be whatever. It could be a clip even from the podcast. But then on Fridays, we stream it. And all I can say is this Friday, I will be streaming Dragon Ball Z Sparking Zero without question. Whether it's my first stream, whether it's my second stream, I'm streaming that game. I'm streaming that game. Because like I like to say on the Prime Feeling Podcast, feed your passion, bro. Feed your passion. Trust me when I say trying to hate on other people is not feeding your passion, bro. If you got a nice pair of DMP 11s on, and you see someone else some DMP 11s on, okay, you don't have to be like, hey, twin, I feel you, I see. Now you just be like, hey, nice shoes, and you move on. Don't be a hater. Just be kind. Just be kind. I saw this dude yesterday when I went to the bar with my significant other, and this dude has some green pennies on. And I was like, yo, those are clean. Like, I've never personally worn pennies myself. I've always been more so a phone posits guy, at least in high school. But I was like, that shit fire. Like, yo, that shit clean. I just had to tell bro that and just move on, going about my day. Like, don't be negative. I know sometimes it feels like you have this feeling inside you that you have to just let out and express, but it might be negative. And you might have to ask yourself, is it worth it? It's not worth it. Stupid. Honestly. Even for myself, I'm fucking stupid for even acting like I'm the king of freaking Tenkaichi or whatever the fuck, bro. We all have played this game. We've all played these games. We all grew up watching Pokemon, Power Rangers, Digimon, Dragon Ball. Okay, maybe not all of y'all grew up watching Digimon like me. I might be a gatekeeper for Digimon, because some of y'all don't hold Digimon down like you do. But for you, the channels that do, I fuck with y'all. And I would love to talk to some of y'all channels. For real. I really would. Not even on no collaboration shit. Just talk. Just talk, honestly. Behind the scenes, I'm all for it. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. That was really, truly the prime feeling today. And man, I hope that y'all are able to tune in to the Sparking Zero stream that will be taking place on the King X Kishi channel. Peace, y'all. That's all I have to really say, man. Feed your passion.